Barriers to Success Part 3. The fifth barrier to success is what we refer to as the arrow of depression. It is a cruel and monstrous predator. It is a plunderer that torments many lives indiscriminately. We shall therefore unmask its strategies and adverse impact. Friends, has life become a bitter pill for you? Do you wake up in the mornings to a surge of sorrow piercing deeply through your hearts? Have you ever been so sad to the extent that you felt like giving up or terminating your journey of life? Never allow depression to amputate your destiny. Life is relatively short, but it can be beautiful and you can enjoy life again. It is true that depression is a devourer of one's peace, as it can pilfer the joy, peace, strength, health, and life of every human being. It is a gruesome force of negative energy on a merciless mission to destroy humanity. It is no respecter of persons. It does not discriminate between the rich and the poor, male or female, young or old. It torments even very young people with seemingly little or no obligations to worry about. It also torments adults. Depression is an emotional state of mind, usually a serious mood disorder caused by profound grief, sadness, frustration, and a sense of hopelessness over a period of time, which affects people's disposition and impedes their ability to enjoy everyday life. It leads to loss of energy, as it weakens the human immune system and causes physical decline. It is a state of mental or psychological disorder of a person or people. There are numerous causes of depression, which invariably affects the human nervous system and constitutes a health hazard. For example, physical or mental stress, trauma caused by death of loved ones, business turbulence, financial debts, distress in relationships, financial lack, obesity, joblessness, barrenness, miscarriages, hopelessness, fear of the unknown, misfortune, sickness, anxiety, conflict, anticipation of danger, and so on. Strangely, some people get extremely depressed even when they achieve their desired goals, such as getting a new job, promotion at work, when they newly get married, or when they have a child or children. That shouldn't surprise you at all. Haven't you heard of multimillionaires who, metaphorically speaking, have the world at their feet but take their own lives? Haven't you also heard of billionaires who live miserably and end up divorcing their spouses? In July 2006, a 55-year-old, successful, Emmy Award-winning actor committed suicide in his home in the United States of America through gunshot to his head. Depression is a dreadful force of negative energy that must be overcome in order for anyone to succeed in life. Scores of people are not living to their full potentials, and countless others have terminated their own lives as a result of depression, which is an advanced stage of discouragement and sorrow. Loneliness and fear are invitations to this malicious intruder and destroyer called depression. Low self-esteem, pessimism, and the use of hard drugs, among others, can set off this plunderer. Depression is dangerous, but it is evidence of ignorance. Many people live perpetually in an extreme state of depression. Mild or severe, depression is a silent and ruthless marauder, a callous looter, and a dangerous weapon in the hands of the enemy of success. It is a brutal terrorist and a dreadful destructive force that is not limited by geographical boundaries or immigration officers. All across the world, this destroyer thrives. It is a shrewd and deceptive enemy that sways many people to believe that life has no meaning. It instigates people to give up. It spews out deadly venom of helplessness and hopelessness. Many people undergo diverse kinds of therapy through tranquilizing pills, as well as psychotherapy for the treatment of depression. Why suffer unduly from the toxins of depression, which manifest through sickness, insomnia, loss of appetite, unhappiness, loss of weight, violent tendencies, rage, frustration, hallucination, irritability, uncertainty, apprehension, miscarriages, suicide tendencies, deep emotional pain, and so forth? Life is not meaningless. Depression is not part of human nature. It is a thief. So you must confront this enemy with courage, hope, and determination. A woman who has been married for about 18 years or more but has no biological child after numerous unsuccessful efforts to have a child or children would have every reason to be depressed. People who lost their loved ones prematurely in auto or plane crashes or any other form of sudden demise would have other reasons to be depressed. A man whose wife was violently raped, viciously stabbed, and her life terminated in his presence by criminal elements has every reason to be depressed. Someone who is currently serving life sentence for murder that he or she never committed also has very good reasons to be depressed and frustrated with life. Have you ever felt so frustrated with life that you hope to sleep and never wake up? Have you ever contemplated terminating your own life because of huge financial debts, humiliation, poverty, loneliness, slander, sickness, and so on? Have you ever felt terribly lonely and abandoned by friends or family? Have you ever given out so much love but got hate and betrayal in return? Have you ever made incredible sacrifices to add value to people's lives but got rewarded with crass ingratitude? Whatever bitter experiences you may have had, be assured that your future is pregnant with great possibilities. Do not lose hope or capitulate in the heat of the storms of life. Now, here are some tips for overcoming depression. Do not give up your effort and determination to succeed. Be gritty and dogged in your resolve to be victorious in life. If you can pray, then pray your way out of the dungeon of depression. It is said that prayer is the key in the hands of faith that can open closed doors. You should also engage in physical exercise regularly. Develop a balanced and sensible eating habit. Moderate your consumption of sugar, caffeine, and alcohol. Guard your mind diligently because your eyes and your ears are doorways to your mind. Learn to relax and have fun. Don't be afraid to have fun. We all need it. Rest and recreation should not be considered as extravagance or waste. A vacation does not necessarily have to be very expensive. Learn to celebrate milestones in your life. King Solomon once said, and I quote, "A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones." End of quote. You see, joy and happiness enhance healing and general well-being, but unhappiness invokes the dying process. Success is the embodiment of happiness. Happiness is a heartfelt, enduring state of joy. Jokes cannot make you joyful. They can only bring about a fleeting ecstasy and pleasure, but nothing enduring. Countless rich people are unhappy people and thus may not be referred to as successful people. Unfortunately, many people tend to search for happiness in the wrong places. King Solomon tried it by marrying several hundred wives and flirted with 300 mistresses, but still, all his philandering with multiple women did not bring him happiness. His riches did not bring him happiness either. Hear what King Solomon said. "He that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth abundance with increase. This is also vanity." End of quote. You see, King Solomon makes it clear that money does not bring about enduring happiness. This is not to say someone cannot be rich and happy. Gratitude leads to happiness, while ingratitude attracts unhappiness. When you focus more on your problems or on the things that you lack, ingratitude will anchor in your heart. If your body organs are functioning very well, if you are not a victim of criminal gangs or a deadly virus attack, then you have so much to be grateful for. It is important to understand the principle of night and day. Nightfall will always be followed by daybreak. Nighttime is only temporal. Morning will surely come. Set the right goals and priorities for your life. Be focused on patiently achieving your desired goals. Seek appropriate counseling with people who can help you whenever you are depressed. Avoid the abuse of drugs and alcoholic beverages when depression is on the rampage. Do not allow the achievement or failure of others to influence you negatively. There is a due season for every seed that is planted. Whensoever you feel depressed, it is evidence that you have consigned hope to a state of coma. Truth be told, depression is a graduated level of worry, anxiety, emotional anguish. Oftentimes, depression leads to drugs addiction. It pollutes the human mind and offers no solution to life's myriad challenges. Depression is very dangerous and must not be treated with kid gloves. It often entails self-pity and is certainly a condition of hopelessness. depression must have no place whatsoever in your life or that of your loved ones. Many people have ruined their destinies because they unwittingly took succor in hard drugs. It is like hopping from the frying pan of depression right into the fire of drug addiction, another vicious destroyer. The abuse of drugs can lead to insanity and other health-related perils. They increase crime rates, as many depressed people who abuse drugs sometimes become sadistic rapists, fraudsters, armed robbers, kidnappers, and assassins who derive utmost pleasure in hurting other people. Drugs, like alcohol, can become perilous intoxicants when abused. So, avoid the abuse of drugs and alcoholic spirits that can lead to physical and emotional stimulation, which can impair sound reasoning and exacerbate one's state of despair. The anguish cultivated by adversity inexplicably incarcerates and poisons the human mind. The grisly grip of depression can be overwhelming as it attracts the dying process. Indeed, anyone can be seduced by the frightening and sweltering furnace of depression. It all depends on the circumstances that one encounters. It is a subtle mental jailer and a vicious, mindless predator. Depression sits like burning sulfur. It has led many people to develop stroke and other extreme ailments. It is insidious, compelling, and cruel. It has a voice that only you can hear. It paints a picture of misery and hopelessness. It has led many people to their early graves. You either subdue it or it destroys you. So, you must resist depression, as it is a barrier to success. The sixth barrier to success is what we have termed the fiery darts of infirmity. By infirmity, we are referring to the disability of the human body or a state of poor physical well-being, which is a fiery dart that paralyzes success. Infirmity also refers to moral disability, frailty, and pain. Friends, it is important to state that it is not all infirmities that are paranormal. For instance, someone may be suffering from diarrhea, which undoubtedly causes great discomfort. Diarrhea is often caused by allergies, intolerance of certain foods, infections by bacteria and other organisms. However, bad breath, obesity, tooth decay, or even snoring. Yes, indeed, snoring is a disability, a physical impairment, and a sleep disorder. Also, obesity often stimulates illness, which could lead to cardiac arrest and other health hazards. Similarly, bad breath and tooth decay can cause severe health complications. Gum infections and tooth decay can lead to other serious health impediments, such as oral cancer. You see, infirmity hinders people's progress. It is an enemy of humanity that destroys many lives. We must therefore insulate ourselves from the scourge of infirmity by paying more attention to our well-being. There are many darts of infirmity, and some are caused by carelessness or lifestyle. Truly, it is amazing how failure is packaged in several forms of sicknesses and diseases. They are the emissaries of failure and sorrow. Some ailments are caused by people's negligence and carelessness. Whenever someone indulges in consuming junk food with very poor nutritional values, when someone experiences insufficient sleep, or when someone indulges in the habit of overeating or consuming drinks with high sugar or alcoholic contents, such an individual inadvertently invites sicknesses and diseases. When someone suffers from genital herpes or gonorrhea, for instance, that is obviously the result of careless indulgence. Infirmity is the enemy of success, as it is a destructive force that hinders success. Therefore, treat all manners of sickness and disease like the enemy they truly are. Do not be gullibly religious to the extent of refusing to seek medical attention. It is not a sin or lack of faith for anyone to seek medical help. It is certainly not the devil who gave medical doctors and other healthcare workers the knowledge and the skill that they possess to diagnose and dispense medical treatment to people who are sick. Some religious leaders teach their congregates erroneous man-made doctrines. They indoctrinate their members to think that it is against their religious beliefs for them to seek medical interventions. Not a few religious folks have lost their lives as a result of their stroppy belief that being administered blood transfusion intravenously to save their lives was against their doctrine. But alas, when such religious leaders have health setbacks, they secretly take medications when their children are afflicted in their bodies by appendicitis, asthma attacks, hernia, or pneumonia, for instance. Such religious hypocrites rush their children discreetly to hospitals for medical aid. Are you experiencing some health challenges? Have you gone for medical checkup? We have got to be circumspect with our well-being, because a lot of sicknesses and diseases are caused by the abnormal way that people live their lives, what they eat, drink, or do. Beware of what you consume, including sodas and alcoholic beverages. Excessive sugar consumption is dangerous. Low or high-level sugar in the human body can affect anyone's immune system and erode their ability to overcome sickness and disease. Even honey, which is a safer alternative and natural sweetener, also contains sugar. Do you know that honey can cause tooth decay, which can exacerbate one's health conditions? So, moderation is the key. Scientific research indicates that the adult human body consists of about 60% water. The adult human brain is composed of about 80% water. The human lungs contain about 83% water, while the human blood, which conveys oxygen to various parts of the human body, consists of about 90% water. The human body requires about 2.4 to 3 liters of water every day. Inadequate water can weaken the human immune system. Therefore, we essentially need to be wellness conscious. We also need to avoid stress, because high blood pressure is a silent killer. Do not abuse your bodies with alcohol, tobacco, or hard drugs. Moderate your intake of sugar, fast foods, and alcohol. Check your cholesterol level regularly, as well as your blood pressure. Engage in regular physical exercises. Guard your health with all diligence, because infirmity is a major barrier to success.